Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Joe Lieberman is in the news this week for flip-flopping on his previous position on Medicare and claiming that he now objects to adults of 55 years of age receiving the service. Previously, of course, Senator Lieberman told a group of constituents that he thought a plan that would allow 50 to 55-year-olds to take advantage of Medicare would be fine. Why the sudden flip-flop? Follow the money. Sarah Lieberman's wife, Hadassah Lieberman, is a strategist and lobbyist for pharmaceutical and health insurance companies. According to James Hapschner, for decades, she has worked for the insurance pharmaceutical lobbying complex, like Newt Gingrich, Dick Gephardt, and Tom Daschle. She never registered as a lobbyist to avoid the official taint, but nonetheless, she worked at the powerhouse shops Hill & Knowlton and APCO. She also did stints at Pfizer and Hoffman LaRoche. Lieberman himself has received more than $1 million in insurance company campaign contributions since 1998. Lieberman introduced a bill in 2005, shortly after his wife joined Hill & Knowlton, that would award billions of dollars in new, quote, incentives, unquote, to companies like GlaxoSmithKline to persuade them to make more and new vaccines. This bill, in fact, was written by Chuck Ludlam, a former pharmaceutical industrial lobbyist who then worked on the Connecticut senator's staff. As Joe Connison has written, quote, from his office to his bedroom, Lieberman was totally surrounded by current and former employees of Big Pharma. Ludlam has since retired, and Mrs. Lieberman has quit her job too. But Lieberman still looks like a politician wholly owned by one of the nation's most troublesome special interests, unquote. As Jim Shea, a columnist in the New Hartford Courant, put it recently, quote, if you think you're sick of Joe Lieberman now, just wait until you get sick. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.